So open your Bibles tonight to John chapter 14, if you would. John the 14th chapter. And we're going to look at verse 21. Something Jesus said, really important. John the 14th chapter, the 21st verse. Notice this with me. It says here, "He that hath my commandments." Well, we've got his commandments, don't we? "And keepeth them." Now the word "keepeth" there means "does them." "He it is that loves me. And he that loves me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him." Now notice this, "and will manifest myself to him." I will manifest myself to those that keep my word. I will manifest myself to those that walk in the love commandment. For walking in the love commandment is pleasing to your heavenly Father. Amen? I will manifest myself to him. The Amplified at the end of that verse says, "I will show, I will reveal, I will manifest myself to him. I will let myself be clearly seen by him, and I will make myself real to him." Do you want that? I believe all of us do. Amen? And then Judas spoke up, and he asked him a question. He said, Judas, not Iscariot, asked him, "Lord, how is it that you will reveal yourself?" In other words, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not unto the world? Now, if you look at the whole context of John chapter 14, you will see that the love of God is a key point, and also the Holy Spirit and what he brings on the scene and what is offered to us by virtue of the precious Holy Spirit living on the inside of us. For instance, look at John 14 verses 15 and verse 16. It says, "If you really love me," do you see that? "If you really love me, you will keep my commands," and verse 16, "and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Comforter." Notice the connection by loving him and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. "I will give you another Comforter, Counselor, Helper, Intercessor, Advocate, Strengthener, and Standby, that he may remain with you forever." That's good news. Verse 17, "The Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, cannot welcome or take to its heart, because it does not see him, know, or recognize him, but you know him." You know him. You know him. Say that with me, I know him. You know him and recognize him. It's so important for us to recognize the Holy Spirit in our daily lives, in our daily walk. "For he lives with you constantly, and he will be in you." So Judas is asking this question: how are you going to manifest yourself, you know, to us, but not the world? And Jesus basically, in the context of these scriptures, tells us it's by me manifesting my love to you, and also me manifesting my spirit to you. What he's saying is this, is anybody who really loves God will want more of him. Do you want more of him? Woo, glory to God. We sing that old song, "Just one dose of the Holy Ghost is not enough for me." Amen. But let me ask you tonight, have you tasted of the Lord? Have you tasted of the Lord? And have you seen that he's good? You know, that's what the psalmist said. He said, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." You know, once you've tasted of his goodness, and incidentally, the goodness of God and the glory of God are synonymous. You know, when Moses asked the Lord, "Show me your glory," and the Lord said to him, "I will cause my goodness to pass before you." So God is saying then that my goodness and my glory go together. And so where it says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, what are you tasting of? You're tasting of his presence. You're tasting of his goodness. And you're tasting of his glory. Hallelujah. And the more you taste of him, let's just be honest about it, the more you want. Whoo, you've tasted, oh man, I'm going to take more of this. Now there is nothing in this world that can come close to him. Nothing can come close to tasting of the Lord, to living in his love, and to living in Holy Ghost presence. Nothing can touch the glory. Nothing can touch the ecstasy. Nothing can touch the thrill. The complete satisfaction of the creation receiving from the Creator, and only he can do it. Ooh, glory to God. Think about it. You're the created. He's the creator. And there ain't nothing that can even come close to comparing with that. No drug, no relationship, no bottle of whatever. Thank God for his goodness and for his glory. Amen. And so we have been created for his pleasure. We've been created for his pleasure. You know, the Bible talks about, I think in Psalm 42, 7, deep calleth unto deep. What this is saying is, from the depths of your heart, as you're drawing near to him, what are you doing? You're seeking renewal. You're seeking revival. You're seeking a fresh outpouring of the presence of God. Amen. Now, Jesus said something really, really important for all of us to recognize tonight. Over in John, the 11th chapter, of course, the context of John 11, how many of you remember Lazarus died? And they called Jesus, you know, because, Lazarus was sick. And in verse 39, Jesus said, when he got there, he said, take ye away the stone, Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he's been dead 4 days. But Jesus said in verse 40, and I want you to read this together with me, class, if you would, ready, read. Jesus saith unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of the Lord. In other words, if you would believe, you will see.
Yes, sir.
And the same truth is good for us today. We will see the glory of the Lord. We will see the goodness of the Lord if we will believe.
Yes.
How many of you have been trained in the word of faith?
Amen.
Most of you here tonight have been trained in the word of faith. And so what have you learned about faith? You've learned how to receive your healing.
Yes.
Haven't you?
Yes.
You've learned Mark 11:22, Mark 11:23, and Mark 11:24. You learn Mark 11:24, where it says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
So you got to believe you got it before you get it.
Yes. Amen.
Our part is to believe we receive it when we pray. His part is to see to it that we have it.
Yeah.
So we've been schooled in the laws of faith. Thank God for faith.
Yes.
Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. It overcomes disease. It overcomes sin. It overcomes poverty. It overcomes lack. It overcomes discouragement. It overcomes depression. Thank God for faith. And thank God we've been trained and we've been schooled in the school or in the laws of faith. Amen. How many of you have experienced a manifestation because by the grace of God, you exercised your faith, and the God of faith manifested it to you? Woo, glory. I think we ought to shout about that. Hallelujah. Look what the Lord has done. And he's not limited. He'll do it again if you will believe. If you will believe, Jesus said, you're going to see the glory of the Lord. Amen. So he's teaching us a little bit tonight about believing for the manifestation of the glory of God. Believing for the manifestation of the goodness of God. Amen? Like I said, we've been using our faith to believe for healing, to believe for money, to believe for a loved one. But one of the highest uses of our faith is to believe for the manifestation of the glory of God. There is nothing like it. There is nothing. I mean, when a bunch of us get together in corporate faith, believing God to see the glory of the Lord right now in this building, right now, every Sunday morning, every Wednesday night, every time we come together, we are in expectation. We believe we receive the manifestation of the glory of the Lord. We declare the goodness of God, the manifest power of God and presence of God permeating this very building. Woo! Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. So when a bunch of us get together with the spirit of faith, whoo, glory to God, great glory will be in manifestation. Great presence will be in manifestation. Miracles will flow. Healings will pop like popcorn. Amen? Say with me, faith for the glory. So our faith for the glory of God and for the manifestation of the glory of God is based on the Word of God, just as your faith for healing is based on the Word of God. You can believe for a manifestation of the glory of God. You can believe for a manifestation of the glory of God on your house, in your children, in your sons, in your daughter. You can believe. You are a believer. And our faith is not baseless. We have scriptures to stand upon concerning the glory of the Lord. Yes. Amen. Amen. I mean, just like you got Matthew 8:17 for healing and Philippians 4:19 for your financial need to be met. Incidentally, you can have faith for a manifestation of the glory of God on your finances. Think about this. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. But our faith is not baseless. We have scriptures to stand on. And we need to remind ourselves of these scriptures. Because if we let go of these truths, it's easy to get distracted by what's going on in the world. It's easy to let go of certain prophecies that have been given decade after decade. It's easy to let these things slip. And that's why the Word of God tells us we're to hold fast to the confession of our faith without wavering. Why? Because he is faithful that promised. He has given us exceeding great and precious promises. Amen? That we can hold stand, we can hold fast to. Remember this, that faith cometh by what?
Hearing.
It cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So let's take a look at what the Word of God says about the glory of God. For example, look with me now to Numbers chapter 14 and verse 21. This is the Word of the Lord. This is the Word of the Lord. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. All of the earth shall be filled with the goodness of the Lord. You know what that includes? That includes the Bay Area. That includes areas like the San Francisco Bay Area that people think you're crazy for pastoring in. Why would you want to pastor in the Bay Area? Why wouldn't I want to? I'll tell you why. Because sin, where sin abounds, the grace of God, the glory of God, the goodness of God does much more abound. Amen? And so we're holding fast. He said, but as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of God. You know what this says to me, Brother Luwat? It's got to happen. It has to happen. Because there's a whole lot of places that it needs to happen. And one of the men of God that I highly respect, for many decades now, we've been friends with them since the 70s, Mark and Janet Brzee are coming here for a conference, and he is a specialist in the area of revival. He is a wonderful teacher. His wife is a wonderful minister as well. Talks a lot about speaking in other tongues. But one of the things that I so highly respect about Brother Mark is he is such a contender for the glory of the Lord. You cannot go very long without him talking about past revivals, without talking about the glory of the Lord, not only in the U.S., but also globally. Amen? Yeah. So you do not want to miss out on this upcoming seminar with Mark and Janet on the last Sunday of the month, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Monday morning, and Monday night. It's going to be good. Yeah. But you know what? Just like they're contenders, so are we. Yeah. So am I. So are you. Amen. Say it with me. I'm a contender for the manifestation of the glory of the Lord. Ha, ha, ha. Glory to God. Glory to God. Nebo rekama son delebe shtela maha. I keep getting this about families tonight. Hallelujah. We're contending for the manifestation of your presence in our families, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In all of our loved ones. Glory to God. We shall not be denied. We shall not back down. And we shall not back off. But we shall stay stirred up in great expectancy to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Amen? Amen. Now look over to Psalm 72. Psalm 72, verse 19. It says, let the whole earth be filled with his glory. And then go to Habakkuk 2:14. Habakkuk 2:14. I love this verse of scripture. This is one of Brenda's most favorite scriptures. Habakkuk, the second chapter, and the 14th verse. Amen. Let's read it together. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters. You know, there's a whole lot of water out here. There's a whole lot of water in the oceans, is there not? Another translation says, then people everywhere, say everywhere.
Everywhere.
Glory to God. That includes in the Middle East. That includes in Iran. Amen? That includes the whole earth. It says, then people everywhere, they will know about the glory of the Lord.
Yeah, the
knowledge. This news will spread. This news will spread just as water spreads out into the sea. So people will be aware of it. People will know about it. People will see the glory of God. There'll be a great awakening. And along with the great awakening, there'll come a great awareness. A great awareness. Now, on one side of the coin, it's kind of sad because many won't receive. But we're not going to live on that side of the street. We're going to live on the happy side of the street. The happy side of the street says, yes, but many will receive. Amen? Oh, it's harvest time. It's harvest time. And then go to Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah, the 40th chapter, and the 5th verse. Isaiah 40, verse 5. He said, if you would believe, you will see the goodness of God. You will see the glory of God. Amen. How many of you tonight have faith? How many of you believe with me? Corporately, to see the goodness of God. To see manifestations of the glory of God. Woohoo! Glory. Glory to God. It's like a cloud coming into our services. A cloud of glory. It may be seen or it may be unseen. But you'll know when the Shekinah is in the house. And when the Shekinah glory is in the house, people's needs are met. You may lay hands on them or you may not. But when the glory of the Lord is in this place, woo, glory to God, transformation takes place. Bodies are healed. Minds are healed. Amen? Isaiah 40 verse 5, it says, "And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it." Well, it's got to come to pass if he said it. Let's read this twice together. "And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it." Woo-hoo! So what is the glory of God? How would you define it? Well, it's the manifest presence of God.
Yes, it is.
The Hebrew word is kabod. It means heavy, weighty, with everything good. Some other definitions of the glory of God are heavy, weighty, rich, splendor, brightness, magnificence, and greatness. The glory of God is the atmosphere of heaven. It is the manifestation of the love of God. Jerry Savelle says this, that the glory of God is the manifest presence of God, the manifest power of God, and the manifest goodness of God. Say this with me. The glory of God is the manifested presence of God, the manifested power of God, and the manifested goodness of God. So we're believing together. Amen? Now let's look what Joel said about it in Joel chapter 2 verse 21. Joel chapter 2 verse 21, and we'll look at verse 23 as well. He said, "Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things." Verse 23, it says, "Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain." Everyone say the rain.
Rain.
We know that rain is a type of the Holy Spirit. "He will come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month." Now I want you to pay particular attention. He said the former rain came moderately. In other words, it was mild, it was temperate, it was toned down. Well, I don't really think of Red Sea splitting as moderate. But hey, God says it was moderate. But the latter house is going to be greater than the former house. I'm not sure what all that means, but I'm a candidate for it. How about you? So then the former rain, excuse me, he displayed his glory moderately. Now, you still tracking with me? Look at Haggai chapter 2. Haggai chapter 2 and verse 9. Now next Wednesday night, we're going to do a prayer encounter here. And Brenda and I are going to be talking about the glory of the Lord. And we're going to be praying about the glory of the Lord. In other words, we're going to be acting on some of the things we have preached tonight. Amen? And it's going to be good. I can hardly wait. Haggai chapter 2 verse 9. Read it with me. Ready? Read. "The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former." Shall be what?
Greater.
Shall be what?
Greater.
Shall be what?
Greater.
Shall be greater.
Greater.
Greater than of the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place, I'm going to give peace. One of the key signs of the glory of the Lord being in our midst in a service is rest in peace.
That's good. Amen.
Says the Lord of hosts. So what we see here tonight is he's reserved for the latter house greater glory. How many of you know, before the coming of the Lord, every prophecy is going to be fulfilled? And if you think about all the prophecies that have already been fulfilled, I don't know about you, but it just excites me. The days ahead excite me. They don't bum me out. I'm not living on the dark side. I'm living on the light side. Amen. I'm believing. Amen. How about you? Woo, glory to God. I'm going to say it again. Before the coming of the Lord, and He's coming soon, every prophecy must be fulfilled. Aren't you glad to be alive right now? Don't check out now. Don't you leave now. You keep fighting the good fight of faith. Every one of you are vessels of glory. As you live right and as you live in holiness, you can be a vessel meet and able for the Master's use. You are containers of the glory of the Lord. I'm so excited to be alive in this day. Amen. I don't plan on checking out. How about you? Glory to God. The latter house is not necessarily a building. The latter house is the body of Christ. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. You are the house of God. Look at 1 Corinthians 3:16. Glory to God. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians 3:16. I get so excited I can hardly stand it. 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, "Know ye not that you're the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you." You're a living, walking, talking temple of the Lord of glory. You are His house. You are His temple. Colossians chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. Let's look over there. Colossians chapter 1, verse 26 and verse 27. Amen. "Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to His" who? Saints. Somebody says, "I'm not a saint." Well, you ain't an ain't. You is a saint. Verse 27. "To whom God would make known what is the riches of" what? "The riches of the glory." You have this treasure in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? This is the treasure of His glory. This is the treasure of His presence. "What is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles," read the rest with me, "which is Christ in you." Christ in you is the hope of glory. It is the expectation of the glory of God flowing through His body, flowing through His church. You got a river of life. You got a river of glory. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 2:12 says, "That you would walk worthy of God who hath called us to His kingdom and glory." So we're called to glory. 1 Peter 1:3 says it this way, "According as His divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue." Glory and virtue. So the work of redemption is not just so we can go to heaven and die, but that He could move in us while we're here on earth, and so that we could be mobile houses for the presence of God. Last scripture tonight, John 14, verse 12. John 14, verse 12. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Greater glory and greater works go together. John 14:12, he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I shall you do, because I go to my Father." Let's all stand up right now. Declare this with me: the greater works and the greater glory, they go together. They flow together. Let's lift up our hands toward heaven right now and pray this together. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we have seen in your word and we have been directed and taught to believe, to have faith for the glory of the Lord. Faith works by believing and speaking. We believe in our hearts. And we say with our mouths that this place, that this church is a temple for your glory to be in manifestation. We pray about the greater works. We pray about the manifestations of the glory of the Lord right here in this place. And then, Lord, we stand on the word, because we've seen in your word that we are vessels of glory. We are temples of your glory. We believe and we declare that your goodness, that your presence, that your glory flows through us to others. The glory of God flows through my hands. Look at your hands and say, "These are healing hands. These are hands for the glory of God to flow through. His glory flows through my hands. His glory flows through my voice. Words of encouragement, words of blessing, words of lifting flow through my words. My words, by the grace of God and by the God of glory, my words are anointed. Thank you, Lord. We are declaring days of heaven upon the earth right here in our midst. Days of heaven upon the earth in our daily walk." Now let's lift up our hands and let's thank Him for it. Glory to God. We thank you for it. We're expecting, Lord. We're expecting divine intervention. We're expecting great things. Oh, Rabakashtele Brondelebesteya. Glory.